everyone, it's Leslyn Keith here again with another Research Update Flash Briefing. I'm the Director of Research and President of the Board for the Lipedema Project. I like to keep you abreast of the latest research of relevance to lipedema with these flash briefings. Today, the paper that I'm reviewing is The Role of MTHFR Polymorphisms in the Risk of Lipedema. And this was published in the European Review for Medical and Pharmacological Sciences in March 2023. It was actually a collaborative effort between researchers in Italy, Jordan, and Australia. So the purpose of this study was to assess the potential relationships between a MTHFR gene mutation and lipedema. They were wondering if having this gene mutation would increase the risk of developing lipedema, and if the appearance of this gene could actually be a biomarker that would help differentiate between simple obesity and lipedema. So just some additional information about the MTHFR gene and its variations. They have been studied extensively regarding their relationship to obesity, and it seems that a certain mutation of the MTHFR gene causes an elevation of homocysteine levels, which may be related to developing simple obesity. So a mutation of this gene has also been associated with an increased risk of several other diseases, including high blood pressure, blood clots, miscarriage, psychiatric disorders, and some cancers. And interestingly, the MTHFR gene mutation has been shown to have a higher incidence in Italian and Hispanic populations and a lower prevalence in African-American populations. And I looked up some other areas of concern with the MTHFR gene mutation. There can be an impact on nutrient absorption, specifically to do with folic acid and other important B vitamins. So let's look at this study specifically that they were doing. They recruited a sample of 100 participants from a clinical nutrition and biomedicine program at the University of Rome in Italy. Eligibility criteria to be in the study included having a Caucasian ethnicity, Italian, and age 18 to 65. After 5 were excluded due to such things as pregnancy, breastfeeding, presence of an infectious disease, or other conditions, the remaining 95 were divided into groups depending on whether or not they had lipedema. So 45 women were enrolled in the lipedema group, and 50 women without lipedema served as a comparison group. Participants in both groups were assessed after a 12-hour overnight fast, and the assessment included weight, height, waist and hip circumference, and then calculated from those measures were their BMI and their waist to hip ratio. Body composition was done using a DEXA scan, and this included fat mass and lean body mass measures. They also did a DNA analysis with a saliva swab. So after they did that DNA analysis and they assessed whether or not they had the MTHFR gene mutation, we actually ended up with 4 groups. Because remember, they had the lipedema group and the comparison group, the women without lipedema, but each of those groups were divided into whether or not they had the MTHFR gene mutation. So in the group that were positive for lipedema but negative for the gene mutation, there were 13 participants. There were 32 participants in the group that had lipedema and the gene mutation, both. And then in the comparison group, those without lipedema, the ones that also did not have the MTHFR gene mutation, there were 12 in that group. And then the ones without lipedema but did have the gene mutation, there was 38 in that group. So this was a, you know, interesting method and comparison that they were doing between those 4 groups. So the participants, there was, interestingly, when you just look at the anthropomorphic measures and the characteristics of the groups, there were some interesting things that came out just in that. So the 2 groups that were positive for lipedema had statistically significant higher weight, BMI, waist, abdominal and hip circumferences. But the waist to hip ratio was lower, statistically significantly lower, compared to the lipedema negative groups. So the age was pretty much the same. Lipedema group 43, comparison group 40, but weight significantly more in the lipedema groups, 174 pounds versus 152 in the comparison group. Waist circumference, 83.5 centimeters or 33 inches compared to 31 inches in the comparison group. And the hip was significantly larger. But then when we looked at the waist to hip ratio, it was lower in the lipedema group. And this is similar to what the results have been in the other studies. Let's look at some other interesting results of this study. So when comparing all four groups together, the most statistically significant differences between groups was in the two groups that had the MTHFR gene mutation. So remember those two groups, some of them had lipedema and some of them didn't, but they all had the gene mutation. And so those two groups were the biggest differences in all the comparisons they did in this study. So the lipedema group with the MTHFR mutation had a higher weight, BMI, hip circumference, fat mass in the legs, lower waist to hip ratio, and all of those compared to the non-lipedema group that had the mutation. And so the researchers said this shows a positive correlation between MTHFR gene mutation and a lower body distribution of fat and a lipedema diagnosis. So they're getting that link established there. And then when we compare the two lipedema groups, one having the gene mutation and one not, they had some other interesting outcomes. So being positive for that gene mutation increases the amount of fat mass in the presence of lipedema. There was significantly more fat mass in the legs of the lipedema group with the MTHFR mutation versus the comparison group with the mutation. So the MTHFR positive group had higher weight, BMI, waist, abdominal, hip circumference than the lipedema group without the MTHFR mutation. So the presence of the mutation can cause a more severe lipedema presentation. So if you already have lipedema, then it turns out that you have the MTHFR gene, you will likely have a more severe presentation of your lipedema. So let's look at some of the limitations of the study. Even, you know, the most well-run study is going to have some limitations. And the authors suggested that here were some of their limitations. One is the sample size is small, and they think it is possibly due to so difficult getting the diagnosis of lipedema, so that they have a hard time recruiting people that have that diagnosis. And that's mostly because of a confusion between lymphedema and obesity. And another one is that only one of the MTHFR gene mutations was considered in this study, and that was the one that was most associated with simple obesity. So the impact of the other gene mutations of the MTHFR gene is really still unknown. But here are some conclusions that they came up with from this study. They said that this study provides important preliminary insights into the potential link between MTHFR mutation and the presence of lipedema. And the authors conclude that there is an association between a MTHFR mutation and body composition in Italian individuals with lipedema. And the MTHFR mutation may increase the risk of lipedema by as much as 2.85 times. That's a lot. And testing for MTHFR mutation may be helpful for diagnosing the disease, lipedema, and for assessing the risk in your family members. This paper, I really feel, is important for women with lipedema because all of these potential impacts and associations may be of interest and help us learn more about lipedema. It may be that MTHFR gene mutation can be a biomarker to help us diagnose lipedema and identify the risk of potentially developing it. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you haven't already subscribed to our daily flash briefings of tips, tools, and research about lipedema, you can subscribe at Apple, Spotify, Amazon Alexa, or at this website, lipedema-simplified.org/flash, where you'll find an archive of all of our flash briefings. You can now also follow Living Well with Lipedema on Amazon Music and get new episodes as they become available. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join us again next time for another Research Update Flash Briefing.